Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Today, the entire show will be a conversation with everyone's favorite Americana historian, Jerry Stewart. I'll be interviewing Jerry about his nationally syndicated Memorial Day broadcast, The Great Price Paid, which you'll hear Monday at 4 o'clock right here on KQ&A. In the meantime, the Diamondbacks are on the road for a 10-game trip out west with their second of three in San Diego this evening. You can catch it live on KQ&A with the pregame joined in progress at 7 o'clock, the first pitch from Petco Park at 7:10. Just a reminder, tomorrow's game is a matinee. That'll be a 12 o'clock pregame tomorrow, a 12:40 first pitch, so no Q&A on Wednesday. As you know, this is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, and tonight is just that, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Also, if you still haven't seen Dumbo, the Tim Burton Disney movie, Thursday's 3:50 screening will be the final showing at the Harkins 14, as their new movies Aladdin, Booksmart, and Brightburn will move in Thursday evening for their debut weekend. Also, tomorrow evening at the Prescott Elks Theater, it's Chicago on the big screen, just the way it was meant to be seen, with Richard Gere, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Renee Zellweger, and John C. Reilly, directed by Rob Marshall to six Oscar nominations and two wins, including Best Picture and Best Supporting Actress for Catherine Zeta-Jones. That will start at 7 o'clock at the Prescott Elks Theater tomorrow evening. So, coming up in just a couple of moments, a conversation with Jerry Stewart on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
It's easy to forget that local businesses are more than just big boxes that sell things. They're jobs, payroll, taxes, and half of an economic engine that keeps a community alive. So when a local business like Finley Toyota Prescott asks for your business, it works for us all. You drive off with a set of keys and new car smell, and Finley Toyota and their employees invest back into the Quad Cities. Salaries and wages for over 100 Finley Toyota employees that will be spent with other local businesses. Taxes for schools, fire, and police. Donations for nonprofits and business supplies from vendors across the region. That's being part of the community. More than just cars, trucks, and SUVs, that's what being a good corporate neighbor is all about.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
In order to better serve the Quad Cities, Bradshaw Family Dental is growing. The amazing dental teams of Bradshaw Family Dental and Grand Canyon Dental have joined forces. Dr. Sir and his team are so excited to join the Bradshaw family, now with an office conveniently located at 172 East Merritt Street in Prescott, and offices in Surprise, Chino Valley, and Prescott Valley. Bradshaw Family Dental is right around the corner. To book an appointment, give them a call at 277-0076 or online at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And as mentioned, Jerry Stewart will be calling in just a moment. In the meantime, that wonderful nostalgia magazine I subscribe to, Remind Magazine, has a throwback to the year 1987 in the current issue. They have some wonderful facts and figures from that year, which will really make you go back to an earlier time. But before we do that, we may save that for later, because by golly, if I didn't know better, that phone ringing must be Jerry Stewart. How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, are you waiting for, like, is it drama? It's like I just call right at the right second.
You've got great timing, my friend. How are you and your lovely Kelly doing?
We are doing wonderful, and we're missing you guys.
Yeah, it's been a long time. You know, the last show, I think, was for, my goodness, when was it?
Well, Christmas. But I'm even talking about, you know, come on, we got to get up there and see. You guys got a big Memorial Day event. Don't you guys have a big parade and everything up there?
We do a lot of stuff for Memorial Day because we really honor our veterans up here, Jerry. We do have a lot of retired veterans here. This is the home of the Northern Arizona VA Hospital. We have a lot of veterans groups here, and we have a lot of retired people here. So, yeah, we really take care of the veterans in this area.
Well, whenever I figure out when I can retire, maybe I'll come up there.
You would be welcome here. You'd be right at home. Hey, Jerry, you know, the reason, of course, for your interview today is that, you know, we always look forward to your holiday special programs. They are nationally syndicated. We're very fortunate to carry them right here on KQ&A. And your program coming up, it's called The Great Price Paid. That will air here on KQ&A Memorial Day Monday at 4 p.m. And this program coming up Monday spans a total of three wars, and it's about the idea that for our nation to be free, somebody and a whole lot of somebodies had to pay that price, and that's what your program is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, that is surely right. You know, when I first started doing my very first program on one station all the way back in 1998, I would have never imagined that all these years later, I think it's 22 years, that I would be able to, well, honor our veterans and help them tell their stories all across our country. And man, what an honor. I've interviewed over 160 veterans now. And in fact, one of the veterans that I interviewed was last year when I was up in your city and went to your VA hospital. And I just, I feel so proud that I can be a part of this. And I feel it's very, very important. I was, became a teenager and began growing up, during the middle of the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the Vietnam War, a lot of people were being disrespectful to our military. And I saw that. And I said, you know, if I ever get an opportunity, I am going to use every possibility that I have to let people understand that maybe you don't think a particular war is that popular, but boy, there are people that are giving their everything to go and fight on behalf of our country and to stand up and protect our flag and protect our nation. And I know, you know, on the radio, I know we're not allowed to do, you know, moments of silence. Ooh, but I can tell you almost every Memorial Day event that I go to that they allow me to speak, I will say, let's just stop for a moment, and I'll just say, be really, really quiet. And then I say, do you hear anything? And they'll go, no. And I'll say, well, you know why? You know why there's no rockets, there's no bombs, there's no enemy coming upon us? It's because people have paid the price. And people are still today mm-hmm. paying the price. It's an amazing, amazing thing to think how people who don't even know me are willing to stand like a shield and protect us. Isn't that an amazing thing?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, you mentioned the Vietnam War, and an awful lot of veterans here in northern Arizona are veterans from the Vietnam War. And when you look at the back, the backstory of that, I think the reason the Vietnam War was considered so unpopular was because of just bad timing. Because you had the baby boomer generation coming of late teens and college age, which is traditionally a time of rebellion, you know, kids leaving home, stuff like this. Plus, you had a huge influx of kids going to college for the first time, which creates a lot of free thinkers. Plus, you had the advent of television. When you combine those three things together, you create a situation where war doesn't look very good. This was the first time that we didn't have, you know, Ernie Pyle bringing back heroic tales from the war front. We saw all the blood and guts the evening news, and that hit very, very hard.
You are so true, and I never will forget one of the first men that I interviewed was a man that was about my age, and he had been in the Vietnam War, and he told me the story about how his best friend was killed in Vietnam, mm-hmm. and that he was contacted and asked to escort his body from Vietnam back home. So he left his army post, went along with the body of his best friend who had been killed in the war, and they land in the airport in the Seattle, and the hearse, you know, has the body, and they're pulling out, and a group of protesters were blocking the highway and blocking the entrance and not letting cars. And when they saw that this was a military operation, he said there was a tremendous amount of disrespect, and I remember I was looking at him, and he said to me, you know, at that moment, he said, if I could have, I just would have driven that car as fast as I can and had just, you know, run over those people, he said. And, of course, then later he said, of course, I would have never done it. But the point was that there was so much disrespect, and it's so cool now that, boy, you go to the airport, and they're busy. We just recently flew. And they said, is anyone military, you leave the plane first. Is anyone military, you get your meals first. You know, and there's all these special considerations for our veterans and for our presently serving, and man, they deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's been long overdue.
Yeah. And I think I might have mentioned this to you in one of our little conversations by email, but my wife Kelly and I just got back from spending some time in Israel. And while we were there, there were over 600 missiles that were fired at the country of Israel from enemy locations. And I just think to myself, how would you like to live in a country where every morning you would get up and not know if someone's going to try and kill you?
Wow.
And think about where we are here today and how very fortunate that we are. And, man, if there's anything in the world that we should never take for granted, that is the fact that we are being protected. And, you know, it went all the way back. I mean, I'm busy telling stories, and I go all the way back to the beginning and talk about those who gave everything they had for this thing called the American independence.
Mm-hmm.
And they were dying, and they didn't even know if it was going to work or not. But they believed in the idea of a free America, a free and independent America. And we've got that today.
Indeed we do. And what's one of the amazing things, Jerry, is when you and Kelly were over there, I understand you saw young men and women in full military attire and automatic weapons almost everywhere you went.
Yeah, it was really something. No matter where you were, there was a military presence everywhere. And they weren't overbearing or, you know, pushy or anything. They tried their best to almost be like they weren't there.
Yeah.
But every one of them was well-armed and ready to go. And so I walked up to, I saw this group of young girls, and I promise you, I thought, you know, maybe I'm really getting old because they looked like they were 15 years old. And I walked up and I said, you know, do you mind if I ask you a question? And they said, no. And I said, are you girls, you know, in the military? I know that sounded like a stupid thing to say, but I just couldn't figure it out. And they said, yes. And I said, well, you look so young. And they said, well, one of us was 18, one of them was 19. And they said, you know, in our country, you serve, I believe they said, a two-year term as soon as they turn 18. And that's just what they must do mm-hmm. to have enough protection. And so it just makes you so much more aware when you see other countries that are being put upon and other people that are being put upon that are just trying to go through their regular daily life with their families. And then I come back here and sometimes I see people who want to just be ungrateful and disrespectful, and it's too bad. But I love these shows where I can sit down with the veterans and have them tell their stories, and it's interesting how they will say to me, well, why would anybody want to hear my story? I mean, what did I do? And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, and that they just don't imagine that they did anything that was worth talking about. And it just amazes me.
Pretty amazing stuff. And Jerry, not only were you and Kelly over in Israel, but our bosses here were over in Israel visiting their own daughter, son-in-law, and grandchild.
Wow.
So they share your concerns with what's going on over there, and they feel it very personally, too.
And I'll tell you something. We had an opportunity one night that we were there to spend some time talking to some of those that are sort of in the higher echelons of the military, and they talked about how very much they desperately needed for America to have their back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really love America, and they have the most respect. I mean, when we said we were from America, they would perk right up and just talk to us, big smiles on their faces, you know, thanking us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really something, and it's kind of this whole idea, you know, of sticking together. And there's always going to be somebody who's sort of the weaker because maybe they're not big enough, they don't have enough, you know, enough weapons, or even in life. I mean, there's always going to be somebody in your school that's
sure.
going to be picked on. And it's up to all of us to band together and to stand up for what is right. And then when someone does stand up for what is right, to give them kudos and to encourage them, because you know that's where courage comes from. It's mm-hmm. when people can encourage you.
I always like to ask well-traveled, worldly guests on my show, especially military people, what kind of a reaction do they get around the world when people find out they're from America? And overwhelmingly, it's a positive image.
Yeah.
And that is really great to see because, you know, we do have a very strong standing in the world, always have, you know, for the most part. And that's great to see that still stands.
You know, when we were in France, as you know, of course, we're getting ready to be celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
And June the 6th, 1944. And when we were there, I thought it was amazing that there were over at least 11 cemeteries in France that had over 80,000, I believe that number is correct, it sounds astonishing, but that many of our military who had died in the country of France fighting to free them
mm-hmm.
from the Germans. 80,000!
Yep.
And you think about that, and you think about, you talk about dying for your country, man, when you're dying for people who are not even in your country.
Yeah.
But you're fighting for something that's more important. And quite frankly, I mean, that's the way I see our whole country today. I wish that we didn't have R's and we didn't have D's. I mean, I know we have to have, you know, some sort of a structure, but I just wish we could come together and have a meeting of the minds of those things that are really, really important.
Yep.
And see that those things are taken care of. Then they'll fight over the little things if we want.
Sure.
But I just think about how we're the greatest nation in the world, And if we don't catch on in every possible way, you know, that could be waning, and that would be a sad situation, because God has used our country as a powerful vessel to really to help in so many circumstances, right? And all the wars and all the fighting and the countries that need our help, right?
You bet. And we are speaking with Jerry Stewart. His very special Memorial Day program, The Great Price Paid, will air here on KQ&A Monday at 4 p.m. We're just getting started with Jerry. A lot more coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Okay, Jerry, we are in the midst
of a DJ phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of co-workers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called Power Pick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and Power Pick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more winners, and your best odds of winning. Power Pick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try Power Pick's lottery service for free. Just go to EZPooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters EZPooling.com.
Power Pick Players Club.
It's the Jones Ford Verde Valley Spring into Summer event. Over 125 pre-owned vehicles on site. Prices and discounts are clearly marked on every unit. Now through Monday, May 27th. Across the street from Denny's on Highway 89A in Cottonwood. No city sales tax during this event. Huge savings. The time is now.
Hi, Scott Hibbett. Folks, the time is now. There is no city sales tax while we're at this event. We're across the street from Denny's on 89A in Cottonwood.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Thank you for calling Patriot Disposal. This is Jim. How may I help you?
Jim, I don't use your service. I have another company, and I just got my trash bill today, and oh, I'm so hopping mad. Do you charge a monthly regulatory fee?
No.
Administrative?
No.
Environmental?
No. In fact, with our own Smart Stream Recycle technology, our recycle service at Patriot Disposal is free.
Okay,
Jerry, we're back in 30 seconds.
No monthly fees? Okay, Jim, sign me up with Patriot Disposal.
Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 225 with America's favorite Americana historian, Mr. Jerry Stewart. His program airs here live Monday for Memorial Day at 4 o'clock. It's called The Great Price Paid. Jerry, in keeping with the thought of meeting the young people who were serving their country in Israel, did you and Kelly ever talk about something like, what are we doing today in our America family talk and maybe in our communities to make our children aware of service, in the sense that are we passing these stories along to our new generations, or do you think our young people think war is just a video game?
Wow. That is a great question, because I, you know, maybe I'm not tuned in the way I should be with enough kids. My wife and I, Kelly and I, we do a mentoring thing at one of the big high schools. And when we talk to the young people, we have opportunity to talk about freedom, about the idea of freedom, about the idea that freedom isn't free. And I just don't get the impression that most of them really have a sense of that. Now, maybe I didn't either when I was 16, 17, 18 years old. I'm not sure. But I do know this. When I was young, I mean starting as young as maybe 8, 9 years old, maybe even younger, I remember my uncles and my parents, and I remember people, you know, in my family that would sit down and talk about the war, talk about the circumstances and the things that cause us to have, you know, to go to war. And, you know, when I think it was Benjamin Franklin that said, you know, war is hell. There is no good war and there is no bad peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am not convinced that the stories are being passed on today. I never will forget when my grandmother told me about coming via Pioneer covered wagon from Virginia to Texas. And I thought to myself, covered wagon? But you know, hey, until the early 1900s, there were no cars.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you'd head out. And I loved those stories. And I just think that we have to learn early on that there's times in our life that are going to be severe. And that's where we get the word persevere. You know, anybody can do something if it's easy. Anybody can do something if there's no challenge, no pushback, no danger, no worry, no concern. Anybody can do that. But that's not the way life works, is it?
That's very true. You know what I wonder, too, Jerry? I do the movie reviews for our radio station here. And there have been, in the last few months, there have been some incredibly violent movies on the big screen. And I have to wonder, for those who are big fans of super violent movies, which have so many different ways to kill somebody, I wonder if it has a long-lasting effect desensitizing people to the violence around them and to make, I mean, we see these mass killings so often now around the country. I wonder if that has an effect on them.
Well, we do know that people can get desensitized. Mm-hmm. We know that. And so if you're seeing, even if it's in a movie, I mean, they make it these days. I go back sometimes now and look at a movie from the 60s, and it's like, you know, you thought that movie was harsh, and it was like almost now today it's like a G-rated movie. There's nothing harsh about it. And now today they want us to, you know, it's so graphic, but then when you see it and you can become desensitized saying, well, you know, it's just a movie, it's not really happening. I really do. I really, 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 really wonder if there's a point to where we start believing, like you said earlier, that death or war is really some kind of a silly little video game, and at the end of the game you can just reset and everything's fine. And so I do believe, I don't know exactly what the answer would be, and quite frankly, my wife and I, Kelly and I, we're big movie goers. Mm-hmm. We like to go to movies. We like to have a date and go and, you know, go to our favorite restaurant and then get a big bag of popcorn and sit and watch a movie. And it doesn't appeal to us when there's something that is just so, so violent. You just don't see the reason. And a lot of times, too, if you think about it, a lot of times the movies show sometimes the enemies to be sort of the winners.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that just doesn't seem right. I mean, I used to love when I would watch, you know, the old Superman or even, boy, I'm really getting ready to show my age, you know, the Lone Ranger, these kind of things, not on the radio, but on TV.
Sure.
And you know, maybe it was a little corny sometimes, but good always prevailed. And that doesn't mean that in life good always prevails, but we should be striving that good will prevail. And that's what the community is, you know, is all about. I mean, think about when our founding fathers put together the colors of our flag. And I read some of the dialogue that they had when they were first getting started. And, you know, basically they wanted white to be the picture of purity. And, of course, they knew we would never be perfect. But to strive to be a nation that's pure in heart and pure in action. And then you think about the blue, and the blue is kind of the symbol for persevering and never giving up. And then, of course, they had to bring red in, because red represents the shedding of blood and sacrifice. And we need to be standing up for those ideals. And the flag is not just a piece of cloth, by the way. The flag represents who we are. And every one of us has a piece in that flag, right?
Absolutely. Jerry, you mentioned,
so that's what I'm busy trying to pass on to people.
Jerry, you mentioned the old TV series Superman. I grew up watching the old George Reeves TV series Superman. In fact, I just got in the mail about 2 weeks ago a great big package from a guy who put together the George Reeves anthology of every episode from that series. He did, in fact, that series was, in fact, about, you know, the good guy winning.
Right.
And it makes me wonder, because you and Kelly were here last year visiting Prescott, and you saw Whiskey Row downtown and all of our historic buildings and everything. And I really think that America is ready for a comeback of the Western, of the very simple idea that the good guy wins. And that's why Westerns took such a foothold in movies and TV shows, you know, years ago. I think it's ready for a comeback. And if it is, if Westerns are coming back, this would be a great place to start filming them.
Boy, you're not kidding. And, you know, it in some ways, you know, people want to say, oh, that's not the way life really goes. Well, maybe that's the way life doesn't always go, because we give up before we do persevere. You know, one thing that I never will forget, when I interviewed a lady, and she was in Poland and during the war, and she talked about how excited the Polish people were when America entered the war. You know, that war went on for 3-4 years before America actually entered. And Poland had been overrun, and they, you know, they had all of the way stations and all of the places where you couldn't go, and they would go right into, the Nazi forces would go right into the homes and take the young boys out, the Polish boys, and put them right into the military.
Yep.
And I never will forget when she talked with me, and she talked about how excited they were when they heard that the Americans were joining the battle, because we had a reputation that we were going to stand firm until right was made right. And I just don't want us to ever lose that idea. I know we're not perfect. You know, no one could kid me into thinking that everything we do as a nation, you know, is always the right thing to do. And, you know, we're having to sort of live with some of the bad things in our history. But the other thing that I think is really important is there are people who want to erase all of our history. And I think it's a fellow by the name of George Santayaga. He's a philosopher. And he said, if we do not study the mistakes of the past, we are doomed to repeat them.
Yep.
And that's why I think we need to be able to look straight on at the things of our country that have been right and maybe not so right, learn from the mistakes, and go forward. And I would just encourage people, quite frankly, I don't know if they do this on Memorial Day, but to every day, when I go into a little sandwich shop, or I go into, we were at our tire store the other day, and there was a fella that was wearing a World War II hat. And I walked up to him, and we just started having the best conversation. And when he walked away, I could tell that he was really excited and happy that somebody had taken a moment to thank him for his service.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just good stuff.
You know, Jerry, you mentioned, you know, we are an imperfect country. Every country is. And society evolves over time. We make changes. Changes tend to happen slowly. And over a great period of time, those changes appear great. And with that in mind, can you believe all this nonsense that has been happening about Kate Smith?
What? Hold it now. Have I missed something? Did this happen while I was out of the country?
Oh, that's right. That's right. You were out of the country. Are you ready for this?
Oh, no.
Now, Kate Smith is an American hero, right?
Right.
Kate Smith has had past tense, had a statue outside the Philadelphia Flyers hockey arena.
Yeah.
She was also, her recorded version of God Bless America was played during the seventh inning stretch at Yankee Stadium for years.
Right.
Well, somebody doing some research found out that back in 1931, Kate Smith recorded a song that was called That's Why Darkies Were Born. Now, that was kind of a minstrel-type song. Even Paul Robeson recorded that song. But that's the era we were living in. It was 88 years ago.
Oh,
and somebody reported that to the New York Yankees management, and some spaghetti spine in the Yankees upper brass said, well, we can't play her version of God Bless America anymore. And that got around to Philadelphia. They took down her statue.
Oh, my goodness.
Because,
no, I had not heard any of that. Oh, my goodness.
Because of that song she recorded 88 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And it makes me ask, what are we saying or doing today that 88 years from now will soil our legacy? Can you believe that?
You know, it's too bad. You know, and thank the Lord that he has a forgiving heart. Because I'm telling you, I've got a lot to be responsible for. And you're right. You know, I remember back when I was going to school, and I never completely understood it. But when I was a young boy, I remember getting on the bus and deciding that I wanted to sit at the back of the bus because I wanted to look out the window in the back. And I basically was just told, you know, that the back of the bus was for the Negroes.
Yeah.
And I never really quite understood that. And then we had to go up and you'd see water fountains that were for the blacks, for the whites. It was, you know, and I never really completely understood it. You know, we had different parts of town, you know, where we would all live. But Kelly and I recently went to an Indian reservation. They don't like to be called Indians, by the way. They like to be called Native Americans.
Sure.
Or let's see, what are they called? Anyway, but the point is, they don't like to be called Indians. And so, and I understand that and I respect that, but it kind of slips out sometimes. But, we went there to the reservation. It was the reservation where Sitting Bull actually is buried.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a place there in where our church goes, and we do like a vacation Bible school. And pretty much our main thing to do is we get together with maybe 100 to 125 young children there in the town, and we just have a good time. We talk about the Lord, we have fun, we play games, we eat, and, you know, do a lot of fun stuff. And I thought it was really interesting when we went up to the retirement center, and we were just really excited to go in there and sing some songs to more of the elderly folks, and they weren't really very happy to see us. And it was kind of like, you know, whatever happened 100 years ago or 150 years ago, I'm a part of that. And so there was one lady that we sit down with, and I said, do you folks understand? I mean, I wasn't here, you know, and from what I know of some of the things in our history, you know, we didn't always do things fairly. We didn't always do the smartest things. But I can't be a judge of that because I wasn't back there to see the circumstance. But it's too bad. And when I think about how Kate Smith, I mean, her song, when that song was written, and she sang that the first time on her radio station, everybody wanted a copy of it.
Sure.
And then they would, you know, they used it for raising war bonds. Mm-hmm. I mean, that song was everywhere.
It roused up the nation.
And now, because, and I've never even heard the song that you're talking about, so I don't really know what the words, you know, say or infer, but I really do think, we've got to find a way to get past some of the things that we can't go back now and make them right. We can't pay people money today for something that happened 88 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've got to find a way to to come together now. And that's what Kelly and I do. I mean, we go to countries of every color, every shape, every language, and we just go in and just do our best to show them that that as Americans that we love everybody. Now, don't mess with us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, speak softly, carry a big stick,
sure.
All that. But at the same time, we need to find the things that are the same rather than being different. Kelly and I are getting ready to go to Russia in about 3 weeks. We're actually going to be in Russia for about a week and a half, and we're actually going to an English-speaking school not terribly far from Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And some are saying, oh, you know, are you concerned or worried or whatever? And I'm like, no. You know, we're going over there with good thoughts in mind, and we're not going over there to try to convince anybody to do anything
sure.
or to find anything out on anybody.
Yeah.
We're just going over there to introduce ourselves to the folks there that live in that country, and maybe we'll have the opportunity to let them see that perhaps if they have some opinion about people in America, maybe their opinion can be changed just a little bit. You know,
isn't that great to hear? Well, Jerry, we're going to take a break here for our news and weather, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You will stand by. We look forward to hearing more from Jerry Stewart and about his Memorial Day broadcast, The Great Price Paid. That is coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Van and I are back with a new twist on the Wheel of Fortune lottery game.
You bet. It's the ticket for some lucky lottery players to come here to Hollywood and win big money.
Play the Arizona Lottery's Wheel of Fortune game. It's the ticket to win cash prizes instantly or enter to win a VIP trip to Hollywood for a chance to win up to $1 million on the set of Wheel of Fortune. Enter at azplayersclub.com. Non-winning tickets only.
Play the new Wheel of Fortune game today.
Win big.
Pros know getting it done right means getting more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with savings during our Memorial Day sale, like $60 off a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless drill, now just $99. And get $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5-gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy interior and exterior paint and stain. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 529. See store for details, U.S. only.
Experience unparalleled beauty as you soar through the sky above Sedona. Guidance Air will take you on a breathtaking helicopter tour over the beautiful red rock formations of the Grand Canyon, Secret Canyon, and Horseshoe Bend. Want something a little more cozy? Enjoy an exclusive private couples tour, which includes a romantic sunset flight and dinner at the award-winning Mesa Grill. Their professionals and experienced staff will help you fulfill a definite bucket list item and is the number one outdoor activity in Sedona by TripAdvisor. For more information, visit GuidanceAir.com or call 351-1000.
Greetings, everyone. This is Don Malcolm at Little Dealer, Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, encouraging you to make this spring count, and we can help. Right now, Little Dealer, Little Prices RV is having our 53rd anniversary sale. It is our biggest and best sale of the year. Save thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and motorhomes. We will even include a lifetime warranty on new units. Little Dealer, Little Prices RV has won 3 times more Top 50 Business Excellence Awards, more than any other dealer in Arizona. Don't waste another spring. From luxury to utility, come in now and save a ton of money at Little Dealer, Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on the corner of Highway 69 and Truewood, the friendliest place in town.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 21st. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. You may have noticed a recent advertising campaign asking if you've gotten your gold star yet.
It's a reminder that Arizona residents will need an updated travel ID to fly by October 2020.
We have digital and some billboards, digital social media platforms that are doing this advertising campaign, as well as some physical billboards in Phoenix and Tucson, just reminding people that October of 2020 is coming up.
Arizona Department of Transportation spokesperson Doug Nix says after October 2020, your current driver's license will no longer be valid to use as an ID for air travel. To apply for a new travel-compliant license, you'll need to visit an MVD office with the required documents to request a new license. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Sunny and dangerously windy in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. A high today of only 58. A 20% chance for rain overnight. 50% tomorrow and tomorrow night. With windy Wednesday highs around 50. Thursday, 56. Up to 68 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a windy afternoon high near 70. Chilling to a breezy overnight low near 44. With a 20% chance of late night rain. 40 to 50% tomorrow, 20% Thursday late morning, with highs near a breezy 63 tomorrow, 68 Thursday, up near 80 Friday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verde told me.
No, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving
okay,
all of
Jerry,
Yavapai County.
Okay, Jerry, we are back in 30 seconds.
Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, cooling, and plumbing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 249 talking to Jerry Stewart, Americana's historian and our favorite nationally syndicated broadcaster. Jerry, your program, The Great Price Paid, will air here Monday at 4 p.m. What are we saying by taking our children to Memorial Day events and taking them to cemeteries and planting those flags at veterans' graves?
Boy, I'll tell you, sometimes those things may seem a little boring to the children, but I can tell you, we need to do it. We need to let those children see those flags on those in those cemeteries. They need to understand that these are people who have served our country. Many have died while serving our country, certainly came back and had to carry a lot of things with them that they would not have had to carry had they not been involved in protecting our country. They need to realize that. There's some things that we just, you know, have to do. Sometimes my mom used to say, take your medicine. You know, it's not always fun,
yeah.
But I can tell you that the things that my mom and dad took the time to teach me and to show me have helped to make me better understanding. and more thankful. And I might just mention, by the way, we've spent a good amount of time here talking about, you know, how we can pass things on to the children. And I've worked really hard to come up with a group of lessons, if you will, that if anyone's interested, they can inquire and get a copy of one of the lessons. I have these on audio. And it's basically talking about those ideals that we want our children to follow, these ideals of being honest and being hardworking, being responsible, having integrity, standing up for what is right. And Kelly and I put these together because we want parents, rather than having to wag your finger at your child and say, tell the truth, they want to hear true stories of people in American history who have stood up for these things. And it's a cost is just phenomenally low. And I would just like to encourage people, if they want to go over at our catalog, it's all free, just to look around. And they can go to our catalog at jerrystewartusa.com. Or they can call our order line at 817-576-2976. And I would just encourage everyone, try to take some time with all the busyness of Memorial Day, with the trips and the travel and all the shopping opportunities, and just take a moment, sit down with your children, talk to them, you know, drive by a cemetery, go to a Memorial Day event, watch the flag, fly your flag. If you don't have one, go get one, and be proud and be thankful for what we have, right?
Oh, you bet. And not only are those programs at Jerry Stewart USA a great learning experience, Jerry, but boy, what a great bonding experience between parents, grandparents, and the kids.
Yeah, and I have a lot of folks who are buying them for their own veteran that they know, because they know that they're going to get, you know, something to pass on, stories of true stories of other veterans. And it's just a good way for us all to come together in a stronger, more important way.
And we will next hear from you when?
Well, we're going to be doing a 4th of July program, and of course, you know, we can't shoot off any fireworks on the radio, but I'm going to do my best to give you a few fireworks.
We look forward to that and to hearing you on Memorial Day, Monday at 4 p.m. for the great price paid right here on KQ&A. And thanks again for joining us on Q&A. Give my best to Kelly.
Okay, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. God bless you.
Same to you, Jerry. Thanks so much. That is Jerry Stewart. Stay tuned for some final thoughts and Thursday's Q&A guests, not tomorrow, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right, not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
I want to give a shout-out to ERAU Professor Bill O'Hara. Thank you so much for the nice note. And for baseball fans, we have the Diamondbacks and Padres tonight at 7 o'clock with the pregame show Joined in Progress, first pitch at 7:10. Speaking of the Diamondbacks and Padres, no Q&A tomorrow because we will be carrying the Diamondbacks and Padres matinee game. It's a 12 o'clock pregame. 12:40 first pitch tomorrow live from Petco Park. And I'm trying to keep myself calm this evening. If you happen to hear a primal scream around 8:30 echoing around Yavapai County, that will mean that my hometown St. Louis Blues have finally qualified for their first Stanley Cup Finals since 1970. They will be playing the San Jose Sharks tonight, Game 6, Campbell Conference Finals. I have been waiting for this for a long, 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 long time. Let's go Blues. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 and Talk of the Town. Prescott Valley with Mayor Kel Palguda coming away at 4 o'clock. Then tune in tomorrow at noon for Diamondbacks baseball. And join me back here Thursday at 2 for Q&A with my guest author and historian Bill Weiss about his upcoming talk about JFK and his 102nd birthday with the assassination theories that still abound. Also cast members Thursday from the PCA's production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. That's Q&A Thursday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.